Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Karen Randall from Randall's Farm in Ludlow. Where are the directions again, Karen?
Exit 7 on the Mass Pike. Take a right.
Well, you've brought a bunch of goodies here with you, and it's making the studio smell wonderful. What am I smelling?
Well, I brought the whole spectrum of products from Randall's Farm. You are smelling a hyacinth.
Ah.
Spring blooming bulb, locally produced. And maybe popping up in your yard right now if we're getting enough sunshine.
You bought some other goodies, too, from Randall's Farm.
I brought some goodies, some fresh-made cider donuts, hard to resist. And some blueberry wine that's made from Kaczynski Farms in Westfield, and it is Raven Winery.
Mm. And they use their own fruits that they grow to make their wines.
Yeah, because it's hard to grow grapes here, as people are learning. They're getting some of these, the local wine movement, getting some stuff from universities that's hybridized to kind of be hardy here. But blueberries and things like that, easy to grow here.
And these are dry fruit wines that are really tasty and different from your bad high school days, Monty.
What was it called? Purple Passion came in a soda bottle? We won't go there. For those who don't know about Randall's Farm, what is it that you guys are famous for?
The best fresh. That's what we're famous for. The best fresh locally grown fruits and vegetables from all over the valley, Western Massachusetts. We have a beautiful garden center. We grow our own plants for spring starters. We have a great prepared food section where we make everything from scratch so you don't have to cook. We do the cooking and we use a lot of locally produced ingredients.
And how long has Randall's Farm been in action?
The origins go back to the 1950s. My father produced eggs and chickens. First,
which came first?
Always a good question.
It's also miraculous that your father produced eggs. I've always secretly hoped for that with my own body.
So we were egg producers. And then in 1962, we built our first farm stand. We grew strawberries for 40 years, pick your own strawberries, big strawberry crops, lots of fruits and vegetables. And our farming has kind of tapered back now. Now we farm fun. Mm-hmm. We have a corn maze and pumpkin picking and all those good attractions.
Which is interesting because this is how farmers and farm families have had to survive over the course of hyper-industrialized farming over the last century or so. That's why when people make such an effort to be so local, it should be acknowledged, and it is going to be acknowledged by CISA, the local hero folks, at your annual meeting and potluck on the 31st at the Holyoke Senior Center.
Every year we give out local hero awards, and this year at our annual meeting on Thursday to the 31st, we're so glad that Karen will be there to accept it for Randall's Farm and Greenhouse, also Enterprise Farm and Appalachian Naturals. And what was so fun about honoring these three businesses is we have an active farmer whose focus is selling to families and different businesses, and then Appalachian Naturals, which makes specially prepared products. And then you have Karen's family business, which for years continues to do their farming and also provides really the shelf space for everyone else in the local food system that's trying to knock on the door.
It's the important piece of the puzzle that's hard. I mean, like to get into the big mainline supermarkets, there's usually a shelving fee that's astronomical.
So someone did say to me the other day that really the very big supermarket chains are in the real estate business, sort of as you're saying. And it's all about paying for the shelf space. But, you know, Randall's Farm and Greenhouse is one beautiful food retail store and greenhouse. And Karen, you don't have that option to charge.
Well, when you're an independent store, the rules are a little different. It's not a level playing field. But we won't go there. You know, we're very fortunate to be in the valley, to have all the great farms around us, to still grow things, and to be able to provide them for our customers. So we carve out our little niche. You don't have to pay for real estate at Randall's. All you have to do is have a great local product, and we're happy to sell it.
It's that like microeconomy thing that I really love. Right. What does it mean to you, Karen, to be acknowledged this way and have Randall's Farm acknowledged this way by CISA, who've done a tremendous job in really being the champions of the local food movement?
I'm honored because I think CISA has really raised the awareness of something that we have always been about and always done, bringing local farm products. In the 1950s, my father would deliver eggs to stores and restaurants up and down the valley, and he'd bring home asparagus and cider and products from all of the areas that he visited. And that's how we started with a farm stand. And then the land that the chickens were on became the farmland. And then we started to produce crops. And then the greenhouses went up as farming went into that area, local farming, so you had more control. So it's what we were about. I don't think we consciously said, okay, we're going to sell all the local products we can, but that's what we did because that's what we were about.
That's your evolution to help keep fostering this local food movement. Well, congratulations to you, Karen Randall from Randall's Farm, who will be honored at CISA's annual meeting. Oh, my Boston accent just came out. I called it CISA. CESA's annual meeting and potluck, Thursday the 31st at the Holyoke Senior Center. And to Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.